This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Standing by its new national security law that took effect June 30th, China has continually pushed back against countries who've criticized the measure and is now raising the stakes with Canada for its role in providing refuge for Chinese residents who flee to the North American country. The Chinese ambassador to Canada warns the Trudeau government not to grant asylum to Hong Kong. Ambassador Zhang Peiwu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Canadian Foreign Minister François-Philippe Champagne called Zhang's statement, quote, totally unacceptable and disturbing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday it was now time to prepare for a no-trade deal, Brexit, unless the European Union fundamentally changed course, bluntly telling Brussels there was no joint point in talking anymore. A tumultuous no-deal finale to the United Kingdom's five-year Brexit crisis would sow chaos through the delicate supply chain that stretches across Britain. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a strong call to save the last existing nuclear arms control pact between his country and the United States, proposing to extend it at least for 1 year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The news comes amid conflicting signals from Russian and American diplomats about the fate of the New START treaty that's set to expire in February, unless Moscow and Washington can agree on an extension. Now in Putin's statement, he suggests the New START has worked, playing a fundamental role of limiting and containing an arms race. He adds Russia is proposing to extend the existing treaty without any conditions for at least a year to allow for substantive talks and emphasizes Moscow is ready to discuss the new weapons it deploys in future arms.